Hello and welcome to the first of two special arena broadcasts live from Tradfest 2025. Oh yes, it has been our custom in recent years to brighten the dark January days with live shows from Tradfest, which is now in 2025 in its 20th edition. Co-gorgeous the Gochdinne, Mary Eilar Shin. We are situated in the heart of the action, the Hibernian Conference Centre in Dublin Castle. What a lineup we have for you tonight and indeed tomorrow night in the second of our shows. More about that later. Coming up this evening, we'll have modern folk harpist, singer and songwriter Bajin. We'll have Guadalupian musician Inez Kai. Jerry O'Connor will head a special tribute to Banjo Barney from Donnycarney. That's Barney McKenna of the Dubliners. But to get us started this evening, Jerry is on stage with one of Ireland's most celebrated bouzouki players and traditional singers, Derry Farrell, and here they are with Young Emmett.
Oh, in Green Street Courthouse in 1803 stood Emmett, the hero true and brave. Oh, for fighting the tyrant, his country to free, and tear from our brow the bonds of slavery. There are still men in Ireland who are loyal and true, who remember their patriots with pride. And with God's help, young Emmett, he would soon be epitaph unwritten since he died. When alone and defiant he stood there in the dock, while Lord Norbury, the hanging judge, looked down. All against his false charges, as firm as a rock, another Irish martyr to the crown. And there are still men in Ireland who are loyal and true, who remember their patriots with pride. Oh, with God's help, young Emmett, they would soon give to you the epitaph unwritten since he died. Whoop! Was guilty and the sentence was debt, and in Thomas Street the judge's work was done. Oh, but young Emmett smiled as he drew on his last breath, for he knew the fight for freedom wouldn't be won. And there are still men in Ireland who are loyal and true, who remember their patriots with pride. Oh, with God's help, young Emmett, he would soon give to you the epitaph unwritten since he died. And there are still men in Ireland who are loyal and true, who remember their patriots with pride. Oh, with God's help, young Emmett, he would soon give to you the epitaph unwritten since he died. Oh, the epitaph unwritten since he died.
Absolutely gorgeous. Young Emmett there, Derry Farrell and Bouzouki, accompanied by Jerry O'Connor on banjo. Hardly surprising, many of you will know that Derry has received multiple accolades, BBC Two Radio 2 Folk Awards, nominations for the RTE Radio 1 Folk Awards, toured extensively, and the album from which that particular song comes, The Wedding Above Glen Cree, released in 2023, I think really cemented his reputation as a leading interpreter of traditional Irish songs. Great to see you again, Derry. And I have to say, on the basis of what we just heard, the banjo and the bouzouki, a marriage made in heaven.
Absolutely, yeah.
Did you know that such a thing was possible?
I did, yeah. Yeah, that's great.
That song, Young Emmett, it doesn't matter how many times you hear it, there's such passion in it. You know, just that reference to 18 and 3, stood young Emmett, the hero, true and brave. Mm. How much of that history do you let seep into you when you're singing a song like that?
With this particular song, quite a bit, I suppose. And it's just, it's it was written by, it's funny the way songs come to you, you know. I was doing a flute making course, and there was a fella there, and his name was Sean, and he was doing the course as well. And the banter and a bit of crack was a great laugh, like, you know, there was a couple of fellas and a couple of women, and we were all kind of learning how to build flutes with Hammy Hamilton and that, like. And Sean says to me, he says, "I've got a great song," he says, "that you'd love." He says, "My dad wrote it, Paddy." He says, "Sean O'Brien, you know." Yeah. I says, "Go on." He says, "Yeah, you know." And but then the song actually came to me in another way. I'll tell you a lie. I'll tell you what happened. The song came to me another way. And during the break, actually, when we were having a cup of tea, I sung the song on my bouzouki. And Sean said to me, he says, "My dad wrote that song." So that's the real truth. Sorry about that. And he says, "My dad wrote that song." I says, "I know." And he says, "Oh, man," he says, "you have to record that song." And that was my green light to go ahead and record the song. So I did. And it's a fantastic song. It's a short song, you know. And it packs so much of a punch, I think, because it's... people sing along with it everywhere I go, like, you know, everywhere, all over the world. I've been in Australia singing that song, and people love it, and they sing along with it. And just
the flute making course, though.
I only done 2 weeks of it. I had to go on tour then, you know.
was there a half a desire at one point along the way that you might play a wind instrument as well?
Absolutely, always. I do play. I'd be embarrassed now to play here or anything like that, but I do play at home all the time. I play. I know 5 or 6 tunes on the whistle and the flute, and I play them in the comfort of my own attic. I must do it up someday, so I'm not just sitting on the rafters. But I love it.
I guess the thing with the flute, obviously you're not going to be able to sing a song and blow the flute at the same time. That's the joy of the bouzouki, isn't it, and of the stringed instrument, that you can do that.
This is it, Sean. It's great. It allows... the bouzouki... lends itself to me to I feel like I'm a better singer when I'm singing over the bouzouki. It's a bit of a comfort. It's like a pillow for me, you know, to sit on, and like a moving cloud that helps me through a song. I love it, the bouzouki. Yeah.
But the kind of praise that has been thrown at you in terms of Irish singing, in particular Derry, torchbearer for Irish folk song, or I'm thinking of, you know, is Christy Moore, who talked about you taking up the mantle of Luke Kelly. That, either of those names, next to your own name, what does that put pressure on you? Does it give you encouragement? What does it do?
I think you just do that Irish thing that a 42-year-old fella would do, where you kind of just put your head down and try and power on through and listen to it, but don't let it get a hold of you, just in case you trip up over the carpet on the way out, you know? I don't know. I mean, it's wonderful to hear that. Mm. You know, I'm an electrician by trade, and I've never once since I started playing music thought of, some people will be disgusted to know that I've never once thought about going back to being an electrician ever, you know. I'm a better singer than I am electrician, and that's for sure.
Well, you don't really want to hear took up the mantle of, is it Thomas Edison? wouldn't really look on that as a big compliment to be getting, I'm sure. Donal Lunny is one of your great collaborators, and Donal also has referred to you as one of the most important singers to emerge in the last decade. Those collaborations with people like Donal, what do they add to the interpretation of a song and the way you really tell stories when you sing those songs?
They give me a confidence to just sing the song better. And sometimes, like, you could be in the studio, especially with Donal. I was only talking to Jerry earlier on about it. You'd be in the studio with Donal, and he would say something about a song. You know, he'd make a comment about a song, and he'd be saying something like, "Isn't that wonderful the way in that song they say the tears down her cheeks they flew?" You know, and that was one thing that I always remembered him saying about the Galway Shawl, let's say, for instance. You know, and I just thought that was, and then he went about explaining to myself and Manus about the past tense and the future tense of something flowing, you know, and flow, but it was flow, it was like a, I can't remember exactly what tense it was, but it was one of them of flowing, you know.
It made a lot of sense at the time. Did he say anything in particular? Because the second song that you're going to perform for us is The Connerys, and this is from A Lifetime of Happiness, which you collaborated with Donal on. Did he say anything particular about that song? Because this is another song about, you know, I don't know if you'd call them Irish rebels, but certainly Irish heroes.
He had lots to say about that particular album that Frank Hart recorded, you know, because that's where I got that song from. I got that song from a recording of Frank Hart singing the song, and Donal would have done the same with me as he done with me on that album. He would have done the same thing with Frank Hart on those albums, and those stories are absolutely epic, you know. They're epic because Frank Hart is one of my absolute lights, you know. He was amazing. I never got to meet him, but I feel like I did from listening to Donal telling me the stories.
The songs, and essentially we're talking about two fellas being sold in and then transported off. That's what the story tells here. Well, you're going to perform the Connerys for us now, Derry, and I see that whatever about the good marriage between the bouzouki and the banjo, that was short-lived, because now it's going to be a marriage between the bouzouki and the violin. Jerry has taken up the fiddle at this point in time, so let us have Jerry O'Connor accompanying Derry Farrell with the Connerys.
Thanks. Okay. It's very cold. My hands are very cold. Here we go. I might. It's gone a bit out of tune, but it's folk music. That's the way it goes. Here we go. Oh no. It's that one. Hold on. I'm sorry about this. Now it's eating into my time here. It was in tune when I bought it. Oh, coming, I'm cursing you and praying heart on you and hate down from on high. And to all the people near you, may it never leave them. Oh, but stay close by their side. For those words you spoke untrue to Damas' brothers too. Oh, you told false tales that sent the Connerys across the stormy seas to New South Wales. And he who'd stand in there and do his thinking clear on that case and down. And to all, oh, truth was defied, and the ground shook under us as the lies came thunderous to deny us our faith. Oh, but we were sent away to spend our time and play on New South Wales. Oh, Queen of Heaven's bright and King of all things might, give your aid unto us now. Our sister young, alone now in our home, and to her child so young, and the mass that you are reading, be you pleading that our courage never fails.
days to come, all safe in on her home from due south ways.
Absolutely gorgeous. So the Connerys there from Derry Farrell, accompanied by Gerry O'Connor. And Derry will be at Artist Cronon on the Culture in Clondalkin this coming Saturday as part of Tradfest. Back with more from Arena and Tradfest live from Dublin Castle after this break. And welcome back to Arena, live at Tradfest 2025. On stage now, Brigine, accompanied by fiddle player Tim Doyle. And Brigine is going to sing a song for us called Ocean of Stars.
Ooh.
Beautiful stuff indeed. Oceans of Stars there from Brigine, accompanied by Tim Doyle on fiddle. A Sligo woman is Brigine, fourth generation musician, but as you've just heard, she blends those generations of traditional music in with very innovative techniques on the harp and using all sorts of pedals and loops. The audience here in Dublin Castle will have seen there were times there when there were no hands anywhere near the harp. But the magic of the pedal and the magic of the loop makes it all possible. When did that all start out, or how did that all start out for you, Brigine? You know, that you decided, no, I'm not going to be the Bunratty lass with the harp and the song. I'm going to do more than that. Sorry, Bunratty, now I'm in trouble with everybody down there.
I suppose when I was studying music in UCC, and I would have been doing a lot of gruppicule arrangements and writing my own music. And I suppose I started looping first on my computer at home. And I thought I needed to have a full kind of group to have this, you know, to create these sounds.
Could you be, you're essentially, you have Tim with you the same, but you could be a one-woman band with your harp and the loops and the voice.
Yeah, so that was the point. It was originally came from the arrangements, and then I got... because I was in college, I saved up for ages to get the loop pedal. She's still with me today. And I started doing it live, and I started writing these songs with the loop pedal. And I just love all the sounds that you can create and the arrangement side of it as well.
And that song that you just sang for us, Ocean of Stars, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but there's kind of a lament or a kind of a feeling of loss around it. Tell us a little bit about the song itself.
Well, I actually, not quite lost, but it was actually when I realised I wanted to move back home, because when I was 18, I was out the door. I couldn't wait to go down to Cork. But I realised at that moment in time, I loved writing music in Sligo at home. And I thought, you know what, it actually is no coincidence. I love being by the sea. I love being surrounded by nature all the time. And I just think that when I was at home, I was just, remember, you know, when you're not living in a city and you look at the stars at night.
Yeah.
And they're just so clear and gorgeous because there's no light pollution. So,
and particularly, when you are somewhere like Sligo, somewhere where you're away from the city lights, and I know the natural beauty of that county. I know there are 31 other beautiful counties as well, but Sligo has a particular type of wildness about it. I think that must be very inspirational.
I think in the loop as well, it kind of reminds me of the ocean as well.
Oh yes, just that lapping of the ocean in and out. The other side of things, which is quite interesting, of course, is that your family has a background in as a funeral director.
Yes.
Does that feed into the music? Does that, you know, music can possibly say things in situations in and around death that words just couldn't say.
Absolutely. And for me, I find it's like an emotional outlet, my music, and playing it and writing it. I kind of... my harp is kind of like my therapist as well. But yes, I am a funeral director in Bammer, and I manage one of our funeral homes in Sligo, Foley and McGowan's. And I love that job because I love connecting with people. I love caring for people. But I also need music to be able to do that, to be honest, because it can be quite heavy at times.
Yeah, and I guess, as you say, it is a kind of therapy then for... Because there are difficult situations, no doubt, around funeral directorships. The second song that you're performing for us this evening is called Waves. Is this a direct reference to the sea in and around the Sligo area? Was there a particular beach, a particular place you were looking?
Yes, there was. So I love running on the sand. I love running on the beach. Mm. And I was running on Dunmore and Strand one morning, and I kind of wrote half of it on the way there, and then I kind of sat and wrote the rest of it in my head. And
now, when you're saying you wrote half of it while you were running, did you have a phone with you? Were you singing into it, or you just kept it in your head?
I can hear it in my head. So I was kind of, by the time I was running back, I was arranging the strings. You can't. It's nearly a hindrance though when you get back then, because you've too much to write down. It's like, where do I start?
Yeah.
I know the tune. It was just I recorded the. Recorded it when I had the tune in my figured out or whatever, but
And thankfully it was a quiet morning. in the undertaking business that day. Yes. So you could get your writing done. Okay, let's have a listen to it then. Waves from Regine, accompanied by Tim Doyle on fiddle. You don't need any pedals or loops, you just need lovely harp playing, and that's what we got there with Waves from Regine. And Regine there accompanied by Tim Doyle on fiddle. And Regine will be at Ardgillan Castle on Sunday the 26th for her Tradfest performance. It's a lunchtime gig, doors open at 12:30, music starting at 1 p.m. and details of that and indeed everything happening at Tradfest on tradfest.com. Let me remind you, if you were listening to the programme the week before last, we had a wonderful evening in the company of Stephen Ray out in the Lark Concert Hall in Balbriggan. Lots happening out there as part of Tradfest, and it's a beautiful venue. Can really recommend the trip out. But if you want to listen back to our programme with Stephen Ray, where he spoke to us about growing up in Belfast and how his love of traditional music came about, then you can go to rte.ie/arena and you can listen back to that programme. It was on Wednesday, a week and a half ago. Now we welcome Inés Caib, Guadeloupean singer, songwriter and composer. You're going to hear some wonderful rhythms in the first song that she's going to perform for us. It's called Amazon La.
Amazon, kak pou me ret pou liberté, ka chanpe twet pa ka chile, ka avanse, avanse ou limye la, ka chante, chante ou kriola, ka danse, danse ou tambou la, Amazon la, Amazon la. Amazon la, Amazon la, oh, oh, Amazon levé, Amazon levé, Amazon levé, Amazon levé, levé, levé. Amazon la, gade, 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 en fond de Jerry la, oh, oh, il camp pas vosse, l'on met mauvais, courage les manches et chalvirer, l'on est les rives et accosté la, oh, oh, Amazon la, Amazon la, Amazon la. Solide, consolidée.
Amazon La from Inez Kai. What a wonderful sound that is, Inez. And obviously you use the guitar there. We could see it here in Dublin Castle. You use it as much as a percussive instrument as you do as a chord instrument. That comes from, is it the ca drum that is very important in your own culture?
Yes, it's very, very important. It's the bass. It's the very important in the traditional Guadeloupean music. And there are certain codes, certain ways it's supposed to be done. It's seven different rhythms. And this song, Amazon La, is based on the rhythm that's called Mende. And each rhythm means something, cannot be used for anything. And Mende is a rhythm for battle.
We're talking about the Amazons of Dahomey in this case, in
yes.
West Africa.
Yes.
These were a fierce bunch of yes. women. Tell me about them and why you wanted to sing about them.
Well, we traditionally have a very strong connection with our ancestors, and in difficult moments, for example, you would think about even a close ancestor like a mother or a father, a grandmother, a grandfather, and you would think, I know she or he would tell me to do this and that. And for me, when I'm in a difficult situation, when I have problems, I think of the Amazons, of the Dahomey, and I'm thinking, yeah, I come from this strong woman.
That is in my blood. The second song that you have for us, am I saying it correctly? Pekemo, you might explain what it means and its origins.
So Pekemo, just straight translation would be will not die. But it's not a song about being immortal or something, about being Highlander or something. It's not what it's about. It's a song about setting goals and thinking about things that you want to achieve before it's the end.
Yeah.
And the good deeds, all the positive memories that you want to live when you go.
Well, Pekemo sounds much better than bucket list to me. That's for sure. Let us hear Inez Kai with Pekemo.
Bégayer à pas langue en moins.
J'ai voyagé, allé tout côté. Pour un côté pas belle, douce qu'on lance bête grand. Calculé moi, j'ai calculé maman. En vérité, moi, paix, mais faut moi, vine vaillant. Ah, 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 ah. En péké molot bor, ah ah eh 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 ah ah ah, péké mor, ah eh 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 ah ah ah, en péké molot bor, ah eh eh ah, péké molot bor.
Inez will be at the chapel in Swords Castle on Friday at lunchtime and later that evening at the Button Factory with Jan Carey. Tradfest.com for full details. Back with Jerry O'Connor paying tribute to Barney McKenna after this break. And welcome back to the final part of our Tradfest special live from Double Castle. Final guest this evening, Jerry O'Connor, back on stage with his four-string banjo. And here we have the Mason's Apron. Mason's Apron on the four-string banjo there from Jerry O'Connor and accompanying him this time was Darry Farrell on the bouzouki. I don't know if it's my imagination or not. That's probably just a mid-tempo tune for the banjo, is it, Jerry? But it's terribly fast.
Sean, my apologies. I picked up the wrong plectrum. No, that was mid-tempo. Usually, like, we tear into them a lot quicker than that, you know. But I think that was fast enough, I think.
Plenty.
Yeah. It's a bit early.
Yeah, we don't want to be going
in the day for...
Because I was listening to some of the stuff that you did with Four Men and a Dog along the way.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, some of that stuff was fast.
I remember my first gig with them, I think it was in Cheltenham, way back in the 90s, and I thought my right hand was going to fall off on the first night, the speed and the tempo. But a lot of the bands from the north, and musicians from the north, they're known for that, you know. We have a more slightly laid-back style.
You have to move when fast you come south, neck of the woods.
And yeah. Of course, when you go out to Clare and places like that, it's just lovely and almost melancholy. You know what I mean?
Was it love at first sound for you with the four-string banjo? Was it always a love affair that you could never let go?
Well, I think it was. You know, like every other teenager. I grew up in a very, very musical family. Like, I have three, four uncles. They all played the fiddle. Both grandfathers played the fiddle. My dad played the fiddle. And a very musical family. We grew up in Tipperary. But when I was a teenager, I just wanted to listen to, you know, Radio Luxembourg. Radio Luxembourg was a radio station, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and, of course, the Sex Pistols and Rod Stewart, oh gosh, Bob Dylan, the whole works, Deep Purple, you know. So one night I just heard the banjo in a session and it just grabbed my attention. I thought, no, this is something, you know, to try and do something outside of the ordinary. But you must remember, Sean, like, I was playing for a number of years trying to play it and get to grips with it. The only other banjo player I ever heard was Barney McKenna.
Of the double, and of course, of what you're going to be doing as part of this year's process is a tribute to Barney.
Yeah.
You know, you could hear Barney, and I'm not sure if there were many others playing the four-string banjo at that stage. Where did Barney learn the banjo from?
You're after making a point that my good wife, Marie, often said, even when people have asked me, well, was Barney any good? You know what I mean? We're living in an age where you've got personal tutors, you've got the internet, you've got DVDs. Mm. Everything is available to learn anything. But you've got to cut Barney some slack. Barney had nobody to learn from either, except maybe pipers, fiddle players, and flute players. It's another one thing learning the tunes. It's another thing entirely to get an instrument completely foreign to the actual tradition and adapt it to playing that music. And I think great credit due to him. And he did a fantastic job on it. And that's why I played that Mason's Apron, because he was famous for that. And generally, I don't play other people's party pieces. But I just thought, given the week that's in it and the tribute to Barney, that it was an apt thing to do.
It was a way of doing that, for sure. Yeah. Marie, I think your wife, was also responsible for the moment at which you thought, I've had enough of this four-string lark.
Well, it was me. I was lying in bed one night, as you do with musicians. We do go to bed sometimes, you know.
Late at night.
And, you know, back in the 80s, and things were very hard. I was a studio session musician and trying to get gigs wherever I could. And I just said to Marie one night, I said, look, I've got enough of this banjo. I'm going to have to do something. I'll become an electrician like Derry or a car mechanic, you know. And I was blaming everything on the banjo. I was using it as a scapegoat, and she just said, listen, Jerry, will you stop feeling sorry for yourself? Why don't you admit it? You love the banjo. And honestly, it's like Derry said, when songs come to you from different areas, a bolt of wisdom just came in one sentence. And it's funny, I've remembered that actual moment ever since, you know.
And thankfully, you listened to her and you stayed in love with the instrument. You're going to finish with two songs. Are these related in any way, Spanish Misfortune and the Heather Breeze to Barney?
Well, Barney was famous for a lot of sayings. You know, he said, Spanish Misfortune, you know, when I have a few points in me, I often get to introduce it as Spanish Distortion. I heard these from early recording of the Dubliners from the 60s,
right.
And the last one, the Heather Breeze, which I actually had the pleasure of actually playing with Barney. I think it was over in the days of the old Harcourt Hotel on Harcourt Street.
Looking forward to hearing those. We'll hear them in a couple of minutes. Thanks very much, Jerry,
for being
with us this evening. Jerry will be at the Abbey Tavern in Howth this Saturday and Sunday, 7 p.m. to celebrate the life and playing of Dubliner Barney McKenna. tradfest.com for all of the details that you need on not just that gig, but everything we've been speaking about tonight. Thanks to all of this evening's guests, Jerry and Derry, still on stage with us here, Brigine and Enis Kai, who were with us earlier. I also want to thank Tradfest and Dublin Castle team for giving us such a great welcome and looking after all of our needs. On sound for RTE this evening was Tom Norton and Damien Gavigan, Tommy O'Sullivan back at bass. Ollie Hamilton was the broadcast coordinator. Sinead Egan was the producer. And tonight's show was compiled and researched by Leah Murphy. Don't forget, we'll be back with you tomorrow night, same time, same place. Performances from Keela, Ona Canawan, Sharon Ward, and the 353 Samba Club. But for tonight, I leave you with Derry Farrell accompanying Jerry O'Connor on banjo with Spanish Misfortune and the Heather Breeze.